The House Committee on Veterans and Bridge Preparedness for June 1st, 2017 is now in order. We're going to move out of order. We're going to open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 129A to get him gone, and then I'll do the reading. Come on in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Bill Kenemer, State Representative, District 39. I was excited when I saw Senate Bill 129. As most of you know, I actively practiced as a clinical psychologist for around 35 years, and starting in the early 70s. And that was the era when people were beginning to talk a little bit about Vietnam. And frankly, in the 70s, I saw a few Vietnam veterans, but not very many, because we didn't talk about it, and they didn't talk about it, and we didn't do much. And it was kind of inappropriate to seek help. You're supposed to be tough and all the things that sometimes aren't necessarily the healthiest. But I did see a few, and I became quite an expert on post-traumatic stress disorders, working with a number of people then and working on into the 80s when it became a little bit more fashionable, but still not fashionable, to come in and get the help one often needed. Most of these people suffered with periodic, if not chronic, depression. Most of them had nightmares, night terrors. Had difficulty with relationships, felt exhausted most of the time, and were, frankly, often, if they weren't very careful, difficult to get along with, and often thought other people were difficult to get along with. and it was tough. I don't know. I could go on a lot, but I think it's really appropriate we have a task force to look into how do you reach to these people, because they're a special population. And I'm not practicing anymore, so I'm not dealing with some of the current conflicts. But I got to tell you, it's something to sit with someone and have them talk about them shooting someone when they're looking them in the eye from 6 feet. And various and sundry other stories about the injuries they sustained, or they watched and witnessed among their friends, or even among their enemies. And I thought maybe I'd finish it with one of the stories that I thought said it the best. I always started off with the question, well, what brings you in today? And this one veteran from Vietnam, some 15, maybe even more years later than that, said, well, you know, I'm in my fourth divorce, and I'm kind of wondering if there's a pattern here. And I think that kind of said it. So I think that's my comments. If you have any questions, I'd be happy. But I'm just excited. I wanted to encourage you to support the bill.
Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 129A and get back to regular business. We're going to start regular business with something that I know is very near and dear to a member of the committee, but I want to emphasize the importance of what we do. On Friday, as we know, on Friday, May 26, 2017, on a MAX station in Portland, two men were killed and a third man seriously injured during a knife attack as they were attempting to help two young women. One of the men killed was Rick Best, who worked for the city of Portland, but he was also an Army retiree. Rick Best retired from the U.S. Army in 2012 after 23 years of service. He had three teenage sons and a 12-year-old daughter. He grew up in Oregon, met his wife at Portland Community College, and then joined the Army. He's one of the many of us who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. His supervisor, Kareen Perkins, commented he was always the first person you would go to for help. I've talked to most of his coworkers today, and several of them said it's just like Rick to step in and help somebody out. I wanted to emphasize this story, because once you put the uniform off, or once you take it off the last time, the veteran's still there. And often, vets try to do the best they can. Many times they try to help. And in this particular case, Mr. Best and those around him tried to stand up for the rights of those that were being terrorized by words. And his family though he did not die on a battlefield overseas, he is a vet, and his family deserves the same support and recognition we can try to provide any veteran that did die on the field of battle. So I wanted to emphasize that so that we remember that our job is not just to take care of the folks who are coming home, but to take care of the folks that, after they're home, still need help sometimes, and the families that love them. So, all right. We've got a couple of things to do today. We're going to go to we're going to have a public hearing, open a public hearing on Senate Bill 81. Mr. Volk, please read Senate Bill 81.
Thank you, Chairman Evans. Senate Bill 81 requires the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to assist veterans in, with obtaining health care, including mental health care, via federal, state, and/or local health care systems. Access to health care can be confusing and daunting under ordinary circumstances. It can even be more so for individuals who are isolated or elderly, who have mobility or complex health issues. There's an emerging profession dedicated to assisting people to navigate the health care system called patient advocates or health navigators. These individuals have expertise working with social service agencies, medical behavioral health systems, and the insurance industries. Veterans face the same and many additional challenges accessing care through the Federal Veterans Administration. Although some assistance is available through the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, its primary focus is to provide access to and advocacy for federal and state benefits such as compensation and pensions, processing claims and appeals, and by making referrals to state and local resources. Senate Bill 81 authorizes ODVA to assist veterans with obtaining health care, including mental health care, via federal, state, and/or local health care systems. Vote in the Senate was 29 ayes, 1 excused, no fiscal impact, no revenue impact.
Lori, would you like to come forward? And friend?
It's going.
Is she going to testify?
I think she'll be quiet
okay.
on this one.
No, it's fine. We like dogs. We're dog friendly.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Evans, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Laurie Skillman. I'm the Senior Policy Advisor for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. Senate Bill 81 is a bill introduced by the governor on behalf of the agency, so it's our bill, and it directs ODVA to provide statewide advocacy, expertise, and coordination to provide assistance to veterans and help the veterans navigate this very complex healthcare system through FedVA, state, and health care and mental health care programs. As you know, that's an extraordinarily complex system. Our CVSOs provide some assistance to veterans. However, they're primarily focused on compensation benefits and pension benefits. That's their area of expertise. And they kind of have their hands full just managing claims. The intent of the bill is to better leverage the network of our veteran service officers across the state. As I said, they've primarily focused on disability, compensation, and pension benefits claims. But knowing that, filing those claims and being part of that system makes those veterans also eligible for VA health care. So that's a good entree into VA health care. The statute is kind of a foundational statute, as it were, and it provides clear guidance to ODVA that health care is an essential and growing mission for us and our partners. As we continue to grow the VSO network, this will be one key to help expand and enhance our role as advocates for veterans. Just to give you a little bit of a perspective on the impact of federal VA health care on Oregon veterans, in 2016, $2.8 billion with a B $1 million came in benefits to Oregon veterans. And as you know, there are about 330,000 Oregon veterans, significant amount of benefit dollars. 49% of those benefit dollars are for disability compensation and pension benefit claims, and that is about $1.4 billion for that. So about half of it goes for comp and pen. 40% of it, of that $2.8 billion, is for health care. So that's this just has a huge and significant impact. And, you know, as you know, for some veterans, firsthand experience, for the rest of us, through the many stories that have been told about the VA healthcare system, how challenging it is for veterans, how challenging the transportation networks are for veterans, how when they need healthcare or mental health care, they need to go to a CBOC, a community-based outpatient clinic, or to, you know, Portland, Roseburg, or Boise for their health care. So navigating that process, I don't know if you've seen the book that our CVSOs have to learn about disability compensation and pension benefits, but it's called CFRs, Code of Federal Regulations. It's this thick, and that's what they have to use just to navigate comp and pen benefits. Well, the book on healthcare is equally as complex. And so there are a lot of challenges, and we just kind of want to put it out there that this is an important focus for the agency.
Okay.
Doesn't have a fiscal impact. It's just a kind of a marker.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Skillman? Seeing none, we're going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 81. Who would like to... if we open a work session, which I'm about to do, who would like to carry the bill? Or who would like to actually introduce the motion? Okay, we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 81. Representative Lively.
Chair Evans, I move Senate Bill 81, I guess there's no amendments, 81, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves Senate Bill 81 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any questions? Seeing no questions, Sky, please call the roll.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative
Lively. Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. And Representative Meek will carry this one. All right. We're going to go out of order. We're going to go to Senate Bill 116A and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 116A. Anybody here to testify on 116A? Now would be a good time to come forward. Bradley, why don't you read the bill, please?
Thank you, Chairman Evans. We last heard this on May 4th. I'll refresh our memories. Senate Bill 116A requires the Oregon Department of Forestry to honor existing State Parks and Recreation Department access passes issued to disabled veterans and to persons on leave from active duty military status on specific holidays and to the extent possible to permit access to recreation areas on forest lands free of charge. Oregon offers a wide range of outdoor recreational opportunities which attract veterans and other residents. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife currently offers a permanent combined hunting and fishing license for qualifying disabled veterans in the State Parks and Recreation Department. The SPRD provides free day use and camping in RV tent sites year-round for disabled veterans and for persons on leave from military active duty on Memorial Day, Independence Day, and Veterans Day. Senate Bill 116A provides similar free access for disabled veterans and to persons on leave from active duty military status to recreation areas on state forest lands by directing the Oregon Department of Forestry to honor the access passes already issued by SPRD. The vote in the Senate was 30 ayes. Minimal fiscal impact, no revenue impact.
So with a vote of only 30 in the Senate, it comes to us with no fiscal. Okay. I see nobody testify for it, but I don't see anybody testify against it. We had a public hearing before, so I'm going to close the public hearing. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 116A. Is there a motion?
Chair Evans, I move Senate Bill 116A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves Senate Bill 116A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Really? Nothing? Nothing about Smokey the Bear hats out in the woods or nothing like that? All right. Call a roll.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes. Any volunteers? Representative Lewis volunteers. All right, we're going to move to a correction. Lewis and Post will carry the bill.
No, not both.
Buy one, get one.
You didn't look to your right.
Okay, I'll fix that. Opening a work session on Senate Bill 129A. We just had testimony on 129A. Please read the mechanics there, Representative Mr. Volk, promoted here today.
Senate Bill 129A requires the Oregon Department of... We did the public hearing already.
Yep.
Do you want me to go through the...
Good enough. All right. We know what the bill's about. Representative Lively, if you got the script, go ahead.
Chair Evans, I move Senate Bill 129A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves Senate Bill 129A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I want to emphasize for the record, even if this bill did not move, ODVA would still have the authority under the advisory committee bill that we're moving forward to do this type of thing. However, Senator Boquist made he talked to me yesterday and wanted to make sure we move the bill just to make sure. So. Out of respect for that, we are moving the bill forward, hopefully. Sky, please call the vote.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes, and Representative Post will be carrying Senate Bill 129A.
We can make Representative
Kennedy
carry it.
Well, but he raised his hand. Okay, now we're going to have we're not going to have a public hearing, but we're going to have a work session on Senate Bill 143A. Now, before we pass around scripts, did everybody have a chance to see the updated chart? Make sure they've had a chance to see the update. I'm getting looks like, yes, no, it's right in front of you. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So here's the deal.
Here's the deal, yes.
I talked to Senator Boquist yesterday about this. I believe all of the concerns that Senator Lori Moss Anderson had have been met in at least enough of a form that if there's modifications or tweaks, they can be made at Ways and Means, where this has to go anyway. If we decide to move with putting some funding authority back into the bill. So again, before us today, just for options, there's Plan A, which is to pass the bill that the Senate gave us, which was a study. I don't think anybody likes that, but that's option A. Option B is going with what our work group came up with, again, in concert with ODVA and other partners, which is A3. And then the third option is, of course, going back to the original writing, Senate Bill 143, which would be A4. Okay. Representative Esquivel told me that the members of the Republican side of the House here were pulling for the A3 amendments. But again, I want to make sure that everybody's on board with this. Representative Meek, I know you communicated to me that you're on board with the A3 amendments. Representative Lively, I want to make sure you had a chance to share any concerns or thoughts you had. This is something that, at the end of the day, I think is going to be a good program. I want everybody to feel that they were listened to in the process.
No, I read through it, and I'm fine with the A3.
Okay. Then in this work session, which you've opened, explain the dash 3. Well, first we have to – the bill before us has not yet been amended. So we need to have a motion to accept the amendment, the dash 3, not the dash 4. Right. Is there a motion to...
Here's the script.
Let's get this right the first time.
Chair Evans, I move to adopt the SB 143-3 amendments dated May 25, 2017.
Representative Lively moves to adopt the Senate Bill 143-A3 amendments, that's the dash 3 amendments, dated May 25, 2017. Is there any discussion? I'd like to commend the work group, and I'd really, truly like to say how much I appreciate the willingness of a committee that is comprised of four R's and four D's to always work toward unanimous consent on our issues. And I appreciate that because I think this bill is a stronger bill as a result. So, any other conversation? Please call the roll for the amendment.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Chair Evans.
Aye. Motion passes now to adopt the amendment is adopted. All right. Do we have a motion on the main?
Yes, we do. Chair Evans, I move Senate Bill 143 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be subsequently referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah. They gave us a subsequent referral.
Right. No, I get that. You look like you had a question.
Okay.
Representative Lively moves Senate Bill 143 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the measure be subsequently referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Wish they would just say it's going to Ways and Committee before the floor. But
but there it is.
There we are. Any discussion on this? And again, for clarity, if anybody has any questions whatsoever, all the materials are on the web. They can all look it for themselves. This is going to Ways and Means before it goes to the floor. If people say yes. Any questions? Please call the roll.
Representative Lewis.
Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Representative Meek.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Post.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boone.
Excused.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Chair Evans.
Chair Evans, aye. Motion passes. I don't think we get to have a carrier for this, but nonetheless, if it pops up, we'll have some ideas. All right, before I adjourn the committee today, I just want to emphasize that there was some very strange, there were very strange happenings in the Capitol this past week. And as I have said, and I know that this committee holds very closely to the belief that you don't ever play hostage or games with veterans' bills, we don't do that here. However, some of the games that were going on around the Capitol were making me scratch my head over the last couple of days. There's a bill in particular that was subject to some very strange goings-ons that will likely continue, or at least help continue, some illegal gambling around the state that might have a negative impact upon veterans that just don't need that one more thing to get into trouble with. And I got to tell you, it's a crazy business we work in. I hope that the folks that tried to play games with that understand that there are some things that are just not worth playing games with. But I want to, again, tell this committee how much I appreciate our approach on consensus and how that I think so far we're putting together a package with the Senate committee that will do the best we can to steward the resources of what the public put in our hands in terms of a trust for the lottery dollars. And I just want to truly say I appreciate that. Now, we're going to open up some work sessions and make sure he can vote.
Yep.
We're going to open up. Representative Meek moves to suspend the rules to open up a series of work sessions, and we're going to open them up in rapid fire because...
Thank you, Chair Evans.
We've already voted on all of them. And the right answer is yes, but we're not telling you that. All right, we're going to open up work session on Senate Bill 8181. No, there was no alpha. How do you vote on Senate Bill 81?
Aye.
Aye, he votes aye. We're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 81. We're going to open a work session on 143 alpha as amended with the dash 3 amendments, the ones you liked.
Oh, aye.
How do you vote? He votes aye. We're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 143 alpha as amended. on the amendment of the bill?
Yes.
Yes. An open work session on Senate Bill 116A.
Aye.
He votes aye on 116A. I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 116A. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 129A.
Aye.
He votes aye on Senate Bill 129A. All right, work sessions are closed. Next week, we may have one committee for some. We've been trying to get a couple of helpful, useful, not just time-killing public hearings. We're going to try to condense those down. We're going to also be working on ideas for work groups as we get ready to move into the interim. We are also subject to some floor sessions, so we're trying to keep it as flexible as we can. Does anybody have any other comments?
We will have no more bills.
We have no more Senate bills at this time.
And, ask a question. Did we, as a group, as a committee, did anyone ever have a no vote? Because I don't believe we did.
We did not.
And this is a balanced 4 Democrat, 4 Republican.
Would you
committee.
Like me to change one?
Just yeah, could you please?
To be consistent?
No. I think it's very, very...
No, we work very hard at that.
Yeah, I think it's great that you have a committee that parks their policy, their politics at the door. They come in for the betterment of veterans.
We're the only one.
I appreciate it.
That's right. It's the only one.
I like to vote no on a bill.
As we go down range in terms of the budget stuff, we may have some brief meetings just so I can share with you what I do know about the package and the expense so everybody's on the same page. If you have questions or you have suggestions for particular work group concepts that weren't on the original list, we can also entertain those as well. I want to be respectful of your time as we go through the crazy part of the session. I also truly appreciate your attitudes and the team approach. It has made negotiation on some things a lot easier because I know that if you had problems, you'd tell me. Didn't necessarily make it easy with the Senate, but in terms of the Senate and the House Veterans Committee, we've been working together as one team. So without any other comments, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Comments, we're going to adjourn the meeting.